Welcome to the Music Box.
Before we begin, access this episode's activities for listening at wuol.org/musicbox. Hi, my name is Sarah Louise, and this is a podcast where imagination comes first.
All questions are good questions. No matter who you are and where you're listening from, you are a musician, and you can make up your own music. That means that you can be a composer. We're taking classical music out of the box and giving you the inspiration and tools to compose your stories into music.
You are listening to the Music Box. We're the Harmony Performance Ensemble.
Today we're interviewing Rachel Grimes.
Rachel Grimes is a composer who lives in Carroll County, Kentucky.
Thank you, Mr. A, for having me today, and I'm so glad to meet you guys. I'm Rachel Grimes. I never said, you know, I'm going to be a composer when I was like 7. It just kind of became the way it should go for me. I just learned music because that's what was happening in my house and because I loved it. You know, I love the sound of music, and I always will. I think maybe you guys might be composers too. When you compose, that's how it ends up. But the way it starts is one little piece at a time.
Where do you compose? Do you like a quiet place?
Yes. I like quiet because I can hear my mind better. Imagine you're sitting in a small room, kind of in the corner, and you've got windows on two sides, and you're writing something, and you're looking out the window. That's it. And then you add something to it. And do it backwards. Sounds totally fresh and new, right? You wouldn't know that's backwards, right?
I would never know that was backwards. Just like you probably wouldn't know that is
you're listening to the Music Box.
Backwards. Wait, this is so fun. Can you tell what I'm saying here? Nope. It was
fancy pants.
Oh, good grief. I'm getting so distracted. I could do this all day. Let's go back to Rachel. So what do you think we could call these musical ideas?
It's kind of like a Lego. You know, Legos make fantastically complicated, like, galaxies and buildings and cities and everything. But you start with one little piece, right? I mean, if you're really starting from scratch, you start with one piece. And then you get another piece. And you could make a whole complicated city out of just white 6-dot Legos, right? I mean, you don't have to have like 40 colors and different shapes. You can actually make something really cool with just a bunch of the same Lego.
Hey, I recognize this. It's Rachel's musical Lego, but now it's being played by a violin. How cool is that? Teddy Abrams, the Louisville Orchestra's conductor, loved Rachel's piano music so much that he asked her to write it out for all of the instruments of the orchestra.
And I was like, what? That was like a dream come true. To get to take the piano music and make it even bigger, make it a big orchestra piece, still sounded like an impossibility, but I glued myself to my desk. One by one, I added on different lines for the violas, for the basses, for the flute, for the clarinets, for all the different woodwinds and the brass. So I took piano music and I expanded it into all the different instruments that are in the orchestra, and then I left the piano out, which was kind of crazy, but then there we are. We have the music, but it's in a totally different language, and that is the big instrument known as the orchestra.
How do you gather that big, giant orchestra to play your song?
Thankfully, I don't have to gather them. It's a big organization. There's all kinds of people whose job it is to gather them for rehearsal. There's a librarian to make sure they have all the right parts. Each of the parts, the clarinet, the flute, the French horn, the percussionist, they each have their own piece of music, but I have to get my music ready for them, and then I have to give it to the librarian, and then that librarian gets it to their music stand.
You know, Rachel started out in her corner, looking out the window, and played these notes on her piano, and now they're being played by a whole orchestra. And what's even cooler is that because Rachel wrote all of this music down, the Kansas City Symphony performed her music and she didn't even have to be there. They could just read her music notes and knew exactly how to bring her idea to life.
A composer is able to write down the music so that they can share it with someone else in a printed form and they can play it and interpret it in their own way. That's the great thing about printed music. It's a way to share your music with the world.
Jason Sieber is conducting the Kansas City Symphony and this recording that we've been listening to.
That tells you what the journey's like from an idea to a piano piece to a piano book to a big, big orchestra piece. That's how you make something very small into something very big.
How did you start with the piano? Like, how did you get into, like, writing a lot of, like, songs?
Oh, that's a good question, because I bet this applies to you guys, too. So, this is crazy. My dad plays the piano. My grandmother plays the piano. All her sisters, her mother, her grandmother all played the piano. So everybody in my family, my mom also plays the piano. And at my grandmother's house, there were two pianos that were matching. And we'd sometimes have eight people sitting at the piano all playing together. Great-grandmother used to play here in Louisville. She used to play downtown at the movie theaters where she would play the organ or the piano and watch the picture. She would do like a live score for that. So when I was really little, I got a piano for Christmas, a little tiny one, but then my dad started putting me on his lap and just letting me play along with him, watching him, listening, and trying and figuring it out one hand at a time. And so I was playing pretty early, like by one or two, and also by ear, you know. And then I started lessons when I was 6 years old. So
what's your favorite pop song?
How can I pick a favorite? I mean, see, you said favorite, I was like, oh, that's so hard. I had a ton of them. Like this is silly, but you know this song. I know you know this song. Do you know Go Into the Chapel of Love? Go into the chapel and we're gonna get married. Like the very first record I bought was this.
How long have you had the job of organizing the songs for every instrument?
Well, that's a good question. because for so long, I also had a lot of other jobs. I was a gardener. I waited on people at a restaurant. I taught music after school. I did a lot of different things, too. And finally, now in the last few years, the only thing I'm doing is either performing music or writing music or getting the music to other people to perform. So it's hard for me to say, but only a few years have I been able to only do that to make a living. It's a tough way to make a living, being a musician. But a lot of patience and a lot of part-time jobs along the way.
What's your favorite color?
Well, I can definitely answer that it's green. I love green. I live out in the country. I live around a lot of trees and flowers and hay, and I love green.
How many songs have you made in your whole lifetime?
Oh, good question. I don't know. Thankfully, it's a lot. It's hundreds of songs. And I've written a few that I didn't like. They just sort of stayed on the paper in a drawer or whatever. They disappeared. I don't have a count. Maybe I should look that up.
Are you a cat or a dog person?
Well, I've been both, and I'm currently a dog person. I have two big galoots, as we call them, Roger and Buddy Bear.
What school of music did you go to?
University of Louisville.
What personality do you think the piano has?
Well, the piano has the personality of, like, everybody and everything. And part of what's great about it and why I'm still in love with it all these years later is it can be harmony, rhythm. It's all of the elements of music, and it's an enormous range. So there's 88 keys, you know. It has a multi-personality, you know.
What is your process to, like, thinking up who does what and what it should sound like?
That's a great question, because I don't have one process, but one way that I think about that, and this is where it really relates to you guys too, is I just play. So I spend a lot of time, usually in the morning when I come in and I sit down at the piano, I just play for fun. You know, I don't say, I might have something I'm practicing and I will work on that too, but I might just play to let my body and to let my mind wander in the music. And one of the ways that those ideas come to me is by just playing. So you can just kind of look at the keyboard and just try something. There's no rules. Just put your hands down and, like, see how it sounds. Like, oh, wait, that is actually kind of sounds okay. Wait a minute. Or, you know, you can just make something up. Because one of the things about composing is it should be fun and should be free.
Have you ever performed?
Oh, I perform all the time, yeah, because I'm a pianist. And that's the great part. I do get to play a lot, and I love to play. So I'm thinking maybe I'll jam with you guys, but I want to hear if you're ready, and everybody needs to tune up, I guess. I would love to hear your song.
We call it the G7 Blues.
G7 Blues.
It is made up of the chords G7, D, and C.
Go to wuol.org/musicbox to learn more about Rachel and write your own musical Legos. Thanks to Rachel Grimes for sharing her stories and music with us. Thanks to music teacher James Albritton and his ukulele ensemble at Harmony Elementary for interviewing Rachel Grimes and playing for us. Thanks to Paul Robinson for curriculum design, Tyler Franklin for photos, and Anne Gothier for recording assistance. To see our full list of music credits, visit wuol.org/musicbox. To find out more about Rachel Grimes, visit her website, rachelgrimespiano.com. I'm Sarah Louise, your host and producer, and thank you for listening. The Music Box is a production of Louisville Public Media and is made possible with the generous support from PNC.
This is 90.5 WUOL Louisville and WUOL.org from Louisville Public Media.